T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
6:44 and a half, Tommy Tucker. It is Monday, September 21st. If you're following the countdown calendar, we are 43 days away from a presidential election. Ruth Bader Ginsburg passed away on Friday. And, of course, if you watched any of the Sunday morning shows yesterday, that's what they were all about. If you go back to, just to give you a little background here before we get to our guests, March 2016, Antonin Scalia died. And President Obama had 9 months left in his term, and he nominated Merrick Garland. Then the Senate then refused to give, GOP-controlled Senate, refused to have any hearing, saying it was up to the next president and let the people decide who it is that they wanted to see nominated, and it turned into Gorsuch. Now, here we are some 43 days out. And if you would apply the same logic, you would say, well, if 9 months is too soon or is not enough time, then certainly 43 days is not enough time. But the Republicans say they plan on going ahead. Mitch McConnell saying there will be a hearing on this. Dane Celino joins us now, professor of law at Loyola Confirmation Hearings, I meant to say. Good morning, Dane. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. Fine.
Tell me about... Oh, I guess the process here as it's set up, this is something that is set up in the Constitution or has become policy as a result of evolution?
No, it is set up in the Constitution. And it's easy to talk about whether what the Republicans did back 4 years ago, nearly 4 years ago, and the Republicans are doing now complies with the Constitution. It's more difficult to talk about whether what they did then or now is right, whatever that means. And one of the problems with having this whole discussion is I'm just going to draw on the word you used. If there was logic, then we would be looking for consistency in action 4 years ago and today. But they're really, you know, I guess you did start at the right place, which is the Constitution. Under the Constitution, the president, as long as he is in office before the next president is inaugurated, he has the constitutional power to appoint, and the Senate has the constitutional authority to give advice and consent to that appointment. So what the Republicans did 4 years ago with Brett Kavanaugh was certainly, within their constitutional authority and in rejecting Merrick Garland back then, that was within their constitutional authority. Today, if President Trump this week does what he says he will do, which is nominate a person to be the next Supreme Court justice, that's certainly within his constitutional authority. And if the Senate provides advice and consent within the next 3 months any time up until Inauguration Day, they will be within their constitutional authority. So anyone who's suggesting that then or now the president or the Senate was exceeding constitutional authority is just plain wrong.
It's kind of, again, going back to the word logic, it would be tough to construct. Well, let me ask you this. If I were to ask you to construct an argument as to what was different then and how is it different now, and it was okay then but not okay now, can you make an argument about that, or is it all about power and doing what you want because you have the power to do it?
It is all about power and doing what you want. Now, of course, you can construct arguments. Back 4 years ago, the Democrats, and in fact, I saw, interestingly enough, quoted Justice, now the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, said back at the time that President Obama nominated Merrick Garland that he was doing what he had the authority to do, and the Senate should not abdicate their constitutional authority and give Merrick Garland an up or down vote. So that's what she was saying back then, and that's what Democrats were saying back then. Well, of course, Democrats aren't saying that now. They are essentially saying, well, back then the Republicans made an appeal to democracy, essentially saying that the people should be allowed to vote in January and decide who gets to pick the next justice. So that was the argument that Mitch McConnell and the Republicans were making then. Today, they're making the argument, essentially two arguments, one from democracy, that the people have picked President Trump and this Senate, and they are in power now and should have the ability to appoint, and also from politics, that the Senate and the White House are occupied by the same party, Republicans, and for some reason that makes a difference. But again, it's very long on power and short on consistency and logic.
There's an old joke.
Both parties' arguments.
Yeah, there's an old joke, and I'm not going to give the whole joke, but the punchline is because he can. And that's pretty much, I think, what we're looking at here. Why would they do it? Well, because they can. We're going to pick it up here. We come back about, I think the big thing here, Dane, is that if you want to pay attention to something, it's who's controlling the Senate, and maybe look at separation of powers, et cetera. And as you vote some people are voting right now. I started to say this November, 43 days from today, 6:50, 10 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 6:55, 5 before 7, Tommy Tucker talking to our friend Dane Cialino, professor of law at Loyola University, about the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and now what happens with 43 days left till the election and the Senate having the majority, the Republicans having the majority in the Senate. Do they have hearings or not? Because back in 2016, Merrick Garland was put up to replace Antonin Scalia by President Obama, and the Republican-led Senate said, no, we got an election coming up in 9 months. It's too soon before the election. Let the president that is next elected pick the justice. However, now, with 43 days before the election, they're not necessarily sticking to that same logic. So, Dane, somebody texted in here, and they said, come on, 9 months is much more different than 5 weeks. I get that. But somebody else texted in and said, this is insane. With that being said, politicians don't care about what's right. It's all about winning. If the Democrats were in power, the majority would do the same thing. And I doubt that text at all. Do you think there'd be a difference?
No, I doubt it. I mean, as you summarized it before, it's really all about power because they can. And the they now happens to be the Republicans. And if the Democrats were in charge, the they would be them. So unfortunately, that's what things are and they have become. So it's just a matter of power, and the Republicans have it.
So in terms of, people use the phrase packing the court. Can you explain, Dane, what that is and the historical precedents as far as that goes? Franklin Roosevelt, his attempt, I think it was. And how could that apply here, please?
Sure. Article 3 of the Constitution just creates a Supreme Court, and the only justice mentioned in the Constitution is the Chief Justice. The Constitution leaves it up to Congress to, by statute, set the size of the court. And the size of the court over the 200-plus years of our republic has changed. It's been as few as 5 justices. It's had as many as 10 justices. And as you've mentioned, FDR, when his New Deal legislation was getting struck down by an economically conservative court, essentially, he considered packing the court and by increasing its size through statute in order to get favorable votes for his New Deal legislation. It didn't happen, and really concerns, institutional concerns for protecting the integrity of the court really militated against doing that. And one would hope that if the Democrats lose this battle in the next couple of months and then win the Senate and the White House in November that they will not make an effort to pack the court. But again, it's one of those situations where we keep coming back to the ability, the power, the quote can ability to do this. They will have the ability to do it. And if they do away with the filibuster, as everyone expects that they probably will if they're back in power in January. And there's even talk about giving senators of statehood to Puerto Rico and D.C. to increase the number of Democratic senators. Then anything, once you're in power and you've got the votes in the White House, anything's possible.
Dane, I appreciate your time. I really do. And I know we'll talk to you again real soon. Have a great week.
All right, Tommy, you too.
Dane Cialino, professor of law at Loyola. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.